This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We're changing things up a little bit here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Stephen.
And Derek J.
Stephen and Derek J. from AnyPay.
Yeah.
Now here on Fridays.
Happy Friday.
We're changing things up a little bit. And I appreciate you guys taking your Friday evening off to come all the way out here from
Taking it off? What do you mean? We're working right now.
Taking it off from whatever you would normally be doing on a Friday evening.
I can't imagine what could be more fun.
I know exactly what Derek would be doing. Listening to Free Talk Live.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So you guys used to be on Tuesdays once a month. You're now going to be on a Friday once a month. And, you know, we do tend to talk a little more about crypto. And actually, it's good to have you on Fridays because Fridays have tended to be more of kind of like a techie news night here on Free Talk Live because normally Chris Wade is with us from ThinkPenguin.com on Friday nights. So we kind of, you know, go in that direction typically on these nights as well. And the guys on Tuesday were just having such good shows. Ari has been heading up our Tuesday night shows over the last few weeks with Conan and Johnson, and they've just had
good
rapport with one another, so I didn't want to interrupt that flow.
I bet they get a lot of people participating too.
But. They actually have, which is cool. So we got stuff to talk about here tonight, including Derek J. Coming up, you'll be telling us about an eminent domain victory.
Yeah, how often do you hear that?
Meaning the person being targeted for eminent domain actually won this one. We'll get into what that means and where the story's coming out of here in a little bit. Plus, Stephen, you want to talk about robots. We'll get into that, too. But, you know, given that last night we aired the sad news, that I'm sure many people are happy to hear it, but Christopher Cantwell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who has some pretty despicable beliefs. We fired him because he had turned into a racist a few years ago, and he has not gotten better. And he is still he's still a very tough to deal with personality. He's not very kind, and that has led to apparently criminal charges from the FBI alleging that he is guilty of extortion. Now, we talked about it in some detail last night. There's not a whole lot to the indictment by the FBI. But they arrested him yesterday in Keene, or I guess it was early, probably yesterday morning in the overnight in Keene. And I believe they've got him in custody still. He's suspected.
In Keene?
No. From what I've heard, he's in the Stratford County, so that's a little north of you guys, I think.
That's right.
So he's in that jail awaiting various whatever hearings. And, you know, Chris has some really despicable beliefs, but I don't think that what he did in this particular case is a crime. He allegedly threatened a man with having sex with the man's wife in front of their children if the man didn't provide him with information.
It's pretty despicable.
It is. It's despicable, but I don't think it's a threat.
Yeah, but if you want to look at, like, what's going to get you arrested by the FBI.
Yeah.
What is going to make people really not like you? And that is being a jerk, being despicable,
being nice. That's the crime.
Yeah,
so
being a jerk is the crime.
But it's being Chris Cantwell and being a jerk because you know, the guy who calls this show and threatens Mark Edge and his family and has been doing so for years, they've done nothing to him.
Also, that guy did not, like, bring a bunch of weapons to, like, a military zone and get in some kind of weird pseudo-civil war skirmish.
Right. The poor guy. I really feel bad.
Cantwell?
Yeah, I feel bad for him and his archetype. You know, like, if I didn't know him personally, I would still feel bad for anyone in his position because it's just tragic that any person, I just imagine they had a bad upbringing and that it never really got better and that they never really found any good friends or support group. Nothing to get them out of this arrested development. And now he's arrested for real. So it's just really sad. I don't like to see this happen to anybody. And
right, and
I
that's
would
why
hope they could just all stop being jerks to one another and just everyone get along.
I know, right? Like, unfortunately, everyone doesn't get along, and that's just sort of the way life is. And but you shouldn't have to go to jail.
Well, I think the problem here
because
is,
of it.
Is the
right.
credible threat part. So, like, people can call up Mark Edge and be like, oh, I'm going to do this or that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know that they're not credible. But Chris Cantwell makes a point of being a credible threat,
right? Yeah.
You know, and so like say you're the constitutionalist guy, and you teach people about the Constitution and you carry a gun because you want to be a credible threat in case someone's a threat to the Constitution. Well, Chris Cantwell wants to be a credible threat in case like some peaceful people he doesn't like are hanging around, he says these things, and that so then. Then you have to be...
Someone took him seriously.
You have to be arrested.
I just wish he could find peace.
Me too. Unfortunately, it's in his name that he can't.
Can't be well. Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
maybe he could change his name.
That's what I told him a long time ago, that he should do that. I don't know. Maybe he'll take it seriously. Maybe he'll stop treating the police like they're his buddies, which is the direction that he had gone in over the last few years where he, you know, thought the police were somehow his friends.
They're going to see right through that anyway. Wait,
yeah.
He thought that they really were or was a tactic?
I don't know if that was just what he was saying publicly, but, I mean, his new personality is not libertarian in any way, shape, or form. He's lost whatever semblance of libertarianism that he once had and has embraced the state, and so he sees the police as his tool.
This happens to a lot of people
yeah.
who come across the ideas of liberty.
Does it, though? A lot of them?
I mean, there's billions of people,
yeah.
and I would be willing to say that thousands of people come across the ideas of liberty.
Yeah. Some percentage
you know,
of them.
You know, maybe a couple million people every year.
We've seen some of them flip over the years that we've been here in New Hampshire, but it's certainly not a large number of them. It's a very small number,
yeah,
but they tend to be prominent.
There's these people who come in, and they're the kind of people who explore ideas in general. But aren't maybe necessarily looking for the answer.
Isn't he the one who did the article on Stacey Litz, the Liberty Snitch?
Cantwell, yeah, a long time ago.
Liberty Snitch.
Yeah, right about that. And now, well, anyway. I only bring that up just to sort of recap. I haven't heard anything new about it. I haven't had a chance. I've been busy all day today. I haven't had a chance to get into the PACER system, which is the federal government court document system that you can go into, by the way. They give you $15, I think it's a quarter. You get $15 of credits per quarter because you have to pay.
What is this?
PACER.
This is, okay.
PACER.gov. It's a government system for the federal courts. So you can search for whatever case, Ross Ulbricht, you know, Chris Cantwell,
okay.
or whoever it is that, you know, has a federal case. It can be criminal, civil. You know,
so you put
different.
A few bucks in here and you can print pages?
You actually don't have to put money in up front, but
oh.
you do have to provide like a debit or a credit card to them, and they will bill you. You get the first $15 for free per quarter. If you go over that much, then they will bill you for whatever it
is. That's a nice government service.
Yeah, government is a service. That's really nice. I've been thinking about this concept.
Well, I don't know if I consider it nice to charge people 10 cents per page for a service that honestly should be provided for free. You should be able to just go.
No service should be free. What are you talking about?
Well, they're paying.
What kind of libertarian are you?
Yeah, but here's the
thing. We're paying for it.
No. Here's the thing. We have to reverse this where the paying has to happen in a normal way,
mm-hmm.
in a market way. And if we can, the more we can do that, I think the better it can be.
I would love to see market justice, but we're nowhere even near having that happen. And I guarantee you the federal courts are getting oodles of money. They don't need 10 cents a page to provide this this service to people. There's already a ton of money rolling in there. But
that's a good point.
But the Bitcoinist.com, you know, this is the reason I brought this up is I've had this story for a few days. And since you guys are here and you're into cryptocurrency, I'm sure
Nazis.
You'll have an opinion about this. Nazis and Bitcoin.
Oh no.
Yeah.
The story.
Nazis, all right.
According to the U.S. House Financial Services Committee, the nature of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is allowing Nazis and domestic terrorists to fund their activities.
Look, we all know socialists don't use Bitcoin. Come on, this is fake news.
And this is coming from January 16th, recent Wednesday, U.S. House Financial Services Committee held a hearing during which its members addressed the topic of cryptocurrencies. U.S. Congressman Brad Sherman of California took the lead by stating that crypto's security and secrecy allows for domestic terrorists to fund their operations in the U.S., specifically claiming that white supremacists are using Bitcoin, saying, quote, if it works for Hamas, it will work for the Nazis, too. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This guy is no friend
to cryptocurrency. White supremacists are driving cars.
We will continue here in moments, and you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's free. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at Edge.com. App.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about some fear-mongering out of the federal government. One of the representatives there is claiming that Bitcoin can be used by Nazis, so therefore we need to do something about it. We'll talk about that. And, of course, on the way, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. The Edge wallet, great wallet. I used it tonight at a local bar here in town to pay for my breakfast because, you know, that's what I like to do. And it's super easy to use Edge wallet to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including, of course, the original Bitcoin and Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Raven Coin, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and others. You can go to secure your freedom by visiting edge.app to learn more about the Edge wallet, EDGE, edge.app, or just go to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge wallet today. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Straight Razor, who I don't think we've heard from for a few years in Texas. Welcome, Straight Razor.
Hey, I was just calling to suggest that we're going to have to start regulating air and food because the Nazis are gobbling that up.
It's true.
And using it to support their terrorist regime.
Maybe we could tax all of those things, and then that would stop the Nazis somehow. We just
need a consortium of compliance where everyone who uses air makes sure to report on everyone else in case there's suspicious areas.
Well, you're gonna have to get a government issue ID saying that you're not a Nazi in order to use a certain airspace.
No, I think that's how it is in England with porn.
You got a license for that air.
You have to have you have to have a knife license in England too?
I don't know.
I don't even think Nazis can have knives. In England.
What I'm wondering is how many people actually believe this? Because you can literally do this with anything. I mean, literally anything. You could be against roads because it allows Nazis to travel or whoever to travel that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's got to be at least 30 million people who buy into this.
It's an effective tactic to throw mud on people and be like, oh, look at that. These people use Bitcoin and they're Nazis.
So
it makes a word association in people's minds. So they're like, oh, okay.
They wouldn't be saying it like this unless they knew it was effective.
Yeah.
And the one other thing I wanted to talk about was Cantwell.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think that the situation's really sad because the system, especially the court system and the prison system, it does absolutely nothing to assist someone with the problem that they actually have. All you're really doing is locking them up with other people who have problems. So,
I recall your calls from the past. You are a former law enforcement officer.
Far former at this point. There was no way to stop things that I was seeing, and there was no outlet. So there was no amount of activism that could stop that machine. So
you couldn't change it from the inside.
You're saying it's sad that this happened to him, and it is sad.
Yeah, it was basically I lost my job because I thought it would be wrong to put some underage individuals into the juvie system over a drink. Instead, I had them pour the drinks out and valet their vehicle. And unfortunately, that was the wrong action, according to the chief. So
that's why you lost your job?
Wow.
Jesus.
Seems like a decent thing to do.
Yeah, that happened to me once when I was a teenager, where we got pulled over driving away from... I wasn't drinking, but there were some beers in the back of the truck. And, you know, officer just emptied out the beers and let us go. And that was the end of that. And it's problem solved.
It's kind of the same thing with, marijuana or any other illicit drug. Most of the time, if I found somebody with those, if you know from past calls, I'm not against somebody doing what they want to their own body.
Right.
So that it really just put me in a really tense position.
Hold on, before you go on, how did they find out you had done that? Did the young people go and report you? Like, oh, this cop didn't arrest us? Like, how did that happen? Did you have a partner who was with you who snitched you out?
Yeah, there were multiple officers there. It was a checkpoint.
Oh.
So in the end, that was kind of what, you know, they didn't fire me, but it was to the point where it was kind of like either resign or we're going to take action. So
I see.
You know, it's sad because all the money that is spent arresting individuals who have legitimate drug problems, mind you, not someone who just, you know, lights up a joint on a Friday, Saturday night, or, you know, someone who has a legitimate problem, they don't get any help from the system. You lock them up. And then they sit there with other people who have the same problem.
Right.
And then they don't get any assistance getting their life together while they're in prison. So most of the guys that I saw on a regular who were repeat offenders, they didn't even have an ID because they were not allowed to apply for one while they wouldn't be helped to apply for one while in the system. So
right.
You get out with a prison ID, and then so how do you get a job?
They're just completely stuck. You
know, wow. And then the court has to spend so much on keeping them there all the time when they could spend just a little bit on helping make their lives better and putting them in.
Hey, Straight Razor, Derek J. here. You used to make the best calls into Cop Block Radio back when that was on air. I wonder if you have any regrets. Like, maybe you've seen the movie Schindler's List, where he is able to get some, he's able to save some of the Jews from the horrors of the Holocaust, but not all of them. And it's because he stays in the system and doesn't allow all of them to get through that he's able to save so many. Do you think that you could have done more good in the police force if you had, when other people are looking, done what the police wanted you to do in order to have more time to free people when they're not looking? You know what I'm saying?
So what I was caught for was maybe 1% of what I actually did.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, the policies may say anybody who's going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, technically that's a felony stop. That's a felony where I was. So I wouldn't start to worry or pull somebody over until they were doing 30 to 35 over. Because at that point I start to worry that there may be something wrong.
Right.
So I'm at least wise going to contact you. I've pulled over people who are bleeding, practically bleeding to death. They're running 35 miles an hour over the speed limit because they're trying to get somewhere.
Wow.
And at that point, it's safer for me to take them in my car, which has lights, sirens and everything else, and get them to where they need to go as opposed to them getting in an accident or something else. So, you know, for 1% of my actions, I was, you know, having to resign. So at that point, it was kind of like, for my safety, because I'm going to end up in the system, then what good is it?
Straight Razor, do you want to say and talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going on with you now, or do you have to go? It's up to you.
That's fine. Let's do whatever we do.
Stand by. More with Straight Razor. Former law enforcement officer from Texas had to leave because he was doing the right thing. And that's law enforcement for you today. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are continuing to make their case to impeach President Trump in a Senate trial. Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York says a president tried to cheat and then attempted to cover it up and got caught.
President Trump tried to cheat and solicit foreign interference in an American election. That is an attack on our character.
President Trump is praising China for its efforts to contain the outbreak of the coronavirus. He thanked China's president for their efforts and transparency. The coronavirus has killed over 24 people in China and has infected hundreds of others. 2 cases have been confirmed in the United States. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 170 points to finish at 28,989. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. If you want to, you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Steven Zeiler.
And Derek J.
Also, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and then withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we go back to Straight Razor, former law enforcement officer there in Texas, ended up having to resign because you did the right thing and you let some young people dump their beers out. And then apparently your coworkers saw that happen and got reported. They then asked you to resign, and which was basically, you know, before they were going to do something worse to you, like make your life a living hell. And so you did. And this was how many years ago now? I mean, it's been a while since you've called the show, because I remember the last time you called was a few years back, and you were already moved on at that point. So how long ago was this?
That was probably, I want to say, 2015.
2015, yeah, so yeah, half right. A decade ago. And where did you? What did you end up doing? Are you in private security now? What are you doing these days?
Immediately after that, I did private security.
Cool.
But the industry has such a because I would like, I would have preferred to start a company. But that industry has a massive barrier to entry with all of the licenses that you have to get in order to run a security company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking a ton of money just, and then you have to survive until you get the contracts that allow you to pay that off, which was not a risk that I was willing to take.
Mm.
So after that, I moved on into the construction industry.
Oh, okay.
And currently looking for the next step, because it's not necessarily a fun industry either.
Yeah, I bet. All right, cool. So what else did you want to share tonight? Was there more, you know, your thoughts on Bitcoin, or what else did you have to
He started with Chris Cantwell, right?
It's just a sad situation for Chris Cantwell, because, like I said, he's going to get no good from where he is, where he's going.
Right.
You know, any time that you're an unwilling tenant of the state, it's not good for you. Unless you're a very strong-willed person, you're not going to come out of there a better person. As far as Bitcoin goes, my only question about Bitcoin is Bitcoin, I've thought about investing in Bitcoin, but obviously Bitcoin has gotten really expensive. I wish I would have bought in 2006, 2007, before it had the boom. But
I wish I could have gotten in 2006. It actually didn't exist until 2009, so it's only been around, believe it or not, for 11 years. It just celebrated this month. It celebrated its 11th birthday. But, I mean, Stephen, I'm curious to what you would say. This is a fairly common objection when you talk to people about Bitcoin is, oh, man, it's too late. The train's already left the station. It's way too expensive.
Oh, Bitcoin has units. Bitcoin has units like – we have cents, you know, we have 25 cents, we have 5 cents, we have 1 cent. But Bitcoin has units that go really, really small, too.
Okay. 8 decimal points.
Yeah, so you can get, like, you know, 1 cent of Bitcoins if you want. Or you can buy a bunch of cents, and you might have a couple dollars of Bitcoins. And so you have a bunch of little units that all add up. So you can get any amount of Bitcoins. They're not really...
It's a common myth that you have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah, and the myth is really that the denomination, the number used to count prices, is actually a really tiny amount. So one piece of a Bitcoin you can get in a very tiny, less than 1 cent.
And so I guess the other perspective is as well that really Bitcoin's probably only at a very small percentage of its actual ability at this point, based on, you know, vendors on the street. Some vendors are taking it, but, you know, you don't generally walk into Walmart and pay with Bitcoin, so...
Not yet.
You know, some people look at that as bad, but I look at it as, okay, well, if Walmart were to pick it up, man, 8,000 trading may be super low in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if a company like Walmart, the world's largest retailer, were to embrace cryptocurrency, I mean, my God, can you imagine the effect that that would have on its reach, its availability, its people's interests? The price likely would go up after something like that. Now, you know, it's tricky to get Walmart to come on with something like Bitcoin, because what you may end up seeing is companies like them or Google or whoever, Facebook, coming out with their own cryptocurrencies. So, you know, Walmart coin or their own digital currency, whether it'll be crypto or not, is another question. But yeah, I think it's true that we are still early in this whole Bitcoin phenomenon.
Bitcoin is nowhere near the world reserve currency, but it has all the properties that I would look for in a world reserve currency, so it's possible that it could become that.
Well then, it's at least somewhat proven. If Walmart were to introduce a coin, which, you know, could happen, I feel like at least Bitcoin has proven itself since 2009 to be valid. So it's kind of like when Google created their social network, Google Plus or whatever it was, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really saw that take off, even though they're a legitimate company. They're
right.
Yeah. But, you know, Facebook was already there.
Yeah, and I believe they shut down Google Plus like a year or two ago or something.
I want to maybe help people think a little bit different about this. Mr. Razorback, or what was it?
Straight Razor.
Straight Razor, yeah. have you ever bought stocks? Like, have you ever bought stocks of Walmart or anything like that?
No, I'm actually just signed up for a newsletter for multiple stocks that I've been looking at. So
Well, yeah, so like Walmart kind of has their own coin, and it's called Walmart stocks, you know, and anyone can get Walmart stocks. But the awesome thing about Bitcoin is kind of like a stock, too, in this new currency company called Bitcoin. So you can get a little amount of shares. The awesome thing about Bitcoin that you can't do with the Walmart stock is you can transfer the Bitcoins to anyone, anywhere, instantly. And with with Walmart stock, it's all complex. You got to get a brokerage account,
and
you can't just transfer it to your friend. You know, and they can't just get an app and all of that. So,
and there's all kinds of regulations and reporting.
Yeah,
and requirements.
I think you are right to look at this and say, oh well, Bitcoin isn't adopted. That probably means it's an early stage kind of stock.
Totally.
And
I always cringe when I hear people say that Bitcoin's like a stock. It's because, okay, yeah, the price fluctuates like a stock. That's one thing that's similar to a stock. But it's not a company. There is no Bitcoin company. Now, there are some cryptocurrencies that are sort of created by a company.
It's kind of like a company.
I think it is a company. I think it's a 21st century new age company.
But it's open source.
Is it, though?
You can copy it. You can modify it.
Can you modify
it? Ultimately, at the top of Bitcoin, is there a CEO sitting at the top of Bitcoin who's making decisions?
In my opinion, I think there is. I mean, there's a development team. Yeah.
There's a team.
It's Adam Back.
The people who invented the protocol are like the executives, and they've established a protocol.
Satoshi Nakamoto?
And who disappeared? And now they have these rules there's corporate rules that everyone's going along with. But it's a lot like that.
How far those rules reach? Because you know those rules can. It just depends on how far those rules reach. Because the rules with Walmart can reach company wide and truly. So if you were to buy a Walmart coin, they came out with it, and then Walmart as a private entity just decided, your coin's really not worth that anymore because we want to sell products for more coin or whatever. I don't feel like Bitcoin would have necessarily that capability from the top down to just make a decision. Really,
you're right. It really couldn't. It is more like a commodity.
Well, the Bitcoin programmers cannot decide the value of Bitcoin. Only the market can decide that. But they can certainly hurt Bitcoin by making it crippled and making it difficult to use, which arguably they've done.
They have.
Over the last few years. Hey, Straight Razor, great hearing from you. Thank you for the call and sharing your thoughts here tonight. We can continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts as well. 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I do want to say thank you to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, which means number six is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get on more radio stations. In fact, we got a couple new stations coming on board within the next few weeks.
Woohoo!
I'm excited about that. I can't say which ones at this point, but I'll be able to tell you soon enough. One is coming in New Hampshire. You guys already know about that one. And that's going to be soon, so you know we'll let you know as we can. But it's because of Free Talk Live amplifiers like number six that make this possible, that help us reach out to radio stations. We just bought the tickets for the Talkers Convention that we go to every year in New York City. So we're going to be going to that again in June, which means Mark's going to have to come back from Mariana's by then to go to.
By then.
He got his driver's license this week.
He doesn't have to come back.
Over there. No, he doesn't. He's moved.
That's great.
He's setting up a residency. You know, he's
I
got
miss
an
him already.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go out there in a couple weeks, few weeks, to see what's going on, kind of check it out, and report back. We'll be broadcasting from there. Mark's taken over Thursday nights. He started doing that last night with the show.
So from Mariana?
From the Marianas.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Yeah. He's got Alexander on with him, and they just ran into the guy that, let's see, there's this former Marine or something like that.
Uh-oh.
Who he's retired, and he challenged the gun laws down in the Marianas, and he won a large court case about this and forced the Marianas to have more freedom for their gun laws. And not a very gun-friendly place. That's one of the real minuses of the Marianas, but they're more gun-friendly now because of this one guy.
Boy, that's great.
They met this guy. And Mark's going to invite him on to co-host Free Talk Live.
Hooray!
So that should be interesting.
Oh, that'll be great.
We'll find out how that
Thursday
goes.
Night.
To hear.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I'm excited.
So check out the AMP program.
Thanks, number six.
Number six has done over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use your credit card. You can also use Bitcoin, BTC, to AMP Free Talk Live and help us get the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency, freedom, all on the air. and on more radio stations. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis listening online. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, I did listen to that cop that came on. His profession, all they're doing now is to find out how to get somebody a belly full of dope. That's the only thing they do when they arrest you. They want to see if you need services. And then when you go to services, they're going to say, hey, you need this pill. Well, how much does the pill cost? It's $5,000 a month. They could give you a job for $1,500 a month, and you could at least exist.
You're saying the police?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, what do you mean? Who is that saying that? Who's saying that?
That's the guy who wants to know about the pill. What pill costs?
What am I talking about? I'm just generalizing. When you run in touch with law enforcement nowadays, they're trying to meet a criterion. If they find somebody's about to commit suicide, or that may be on drugs, or that may be acting a little funny from mental problems, they are capitalizing on that and setting up marks for the psychiatrist. That's what they do. That's part of their job. And all they got at the end of their program is a belly full of dope. That's what.
So you're saying the police
are marks for the psychologist?
They're funneling people. They're arresting people, and they're funneling them into the psychiatry system to pill them up.
It seems like a way to pass the buck.
Fill them up with dope, and then another thing is too. The reason why I know about it because I watched it go through our state house and a legislation, a statutory scheme that lasted about 30 net years now. All the statutes that passed a piece at a time are coming together.
Mm.
And it all leads to a person, now you go out and you see somebody's about committed suicide, they give you a class where you can identify people who's about to commit suicide and turn them over to the therapist, and he give you $50. That's
and
the way
give
it
pills.
Is where I live.
Wow.
But anyway, that's true, but I just wanted to talk about the so-called impeachment hearings. It's so embarrassing to see grown people set up and start a bunch of garbage because they lost. And they're infecting our whole country with nothing but a bunch of acrimony and strife.
Oh, I don't think everybody's infected by this. I haven't paid attention to one thing about the impeachment hearing, so I don't really know what's going on at all.
Impeachment of whom?
It's hard to miss it, you know.
Well,
but,
if you're a real political junkie, then yeah, and it sounds like you are.
I'm not a political junkie.
It's on all the news stations.
I don't watch news stations.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be a political junkie to turn on the news.
I don't have a television, but
you
got to
be old to turn
on
the news, man. What are you talking about?
I watch the news.
Watch news.
And the color people that are making their testimony are really an embarrassment to the race.
What?
But anyway, we better watch for one thing after these impeachment hearings. What other legislation that is prepped by us while they're doing the impeachment hearings?
Well, that is a good question. Is this a big distraction? And thank you for the call, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you. What else are they doing?
I think it is, but it's not what you think it is. It's a distraction by Trump.
Mm-hmm. He wants this?
Yeah, it's a big distraction because
all Trump all the time.
Look, they first of all that so he can get reelected, but secondly, like at the same time of the hearing, Trump's education secretary fired like 20% of the entire department.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you know, for real.
How can that be? Yeah, a bunch of crazy stuff is happening behind the scenes.
Fire bureaucrats.
Yeah,
look it up. It's really happening.
Another great thing is it.
But unions prevent that stuff from happening.
They did it at Department of Education. She, like, they hate her. They're just like all the left hates her, but they're distracted by Trump and this impeachment and Russia and Ukraine. Like,
this Trump derangement syndrome is the best. It is keeping the Democrat senators who are running for president stuck in these seats while they have to just listen to this impeachment hearing drone on,
okay,
where they would normally have to be in New Hampshire and Iowa and, you know, going out on the stump, but instead they're twiddling their thumbs in a building for no reason. And not convincing anyone. I mean,
do they have to be there? I mean,
yes.
You know, Bernie Sanders wants to go campaign. Shouldn't he just be go campaign? I mean,
it's my understanding that they are not allowed. So Warren and Sanders are both stuck in the Senate while this goes on. And that's sort of to the advantage of Biden, I would think, that
maybe
he can be around and he doesn't have any competition.
Right.
So It's interesting what's going on with this impeachment. It doesn't seem to be what it is on its face.
Well, I'm glad you're here to tell us all about it,
then. I think it's interesting. Yeah. I'm following along. Larry's listening.
Yeah, he is. I'm sure a lot of people are. If you want to join us, you can here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
One interesting thing about it is... who's the guy? Ron Paul's son?
Rand Paul.
Invited. Trump was, they asked, like, oh, do you want to attend the hearing? And he was like, you know what? I might. You know, don't tempt me, because I might just take
so
a
wait,
front
Trump
row
Trump doesn't
seat.
Have to attend his own hearing?
No.
Okay.
It's for the Done Senate. It's like a trial that
I
happens
see.
In the Senate.
Okay.
And,
it's the trial that you don't have to be there for, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, so... He was like, well, don't tempt me. You know, I might go take a front row seat. So Rand Paul tweeted at him like, hey, you know, I got a free seat. You could be my guest. Come and join us. And you stare down these people
Did
while they're
in?
Talking about you. It, not yet. That hasn't happened. But it could be fun.
Yeah. Sounds like a waste of time.
I don't know. It's a television show to me.
That's
the Trump
it
show.
Yeah.
It's really entertaining. I liked The Apprentice.
Did you?
I like everything Trump's done.
He
I
is entertaining.
The Apprentice.
I watch every. I watch him on Howard Stern. I watch everything he does. He's so fun.
I got to give you. Agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the things that he's done. But then
of course.
Again,
oh, speaking
that's
of what
Paul
he's done, I was online buying a Bitcoin miner the other day.
Really?
Well, I didn't buy it because I didn't have enough money. Because I get to check out and it says now there's a 25% tariff.
From China, right?
Yeah, that you have to pay. Anything
yeah.
from China that you import
Ooh.
Now, you they'll ship it for the price, but then you have to pay 25% more.
Which, of course, goes to Trump. To the government.
Yeah.
Boo.
Right to them.
Yeah,
and so
bad.
They get that money because I can't do business with China.
So you
now.
Said forget it.
Well, you're not doing business
well,
with China.
Well, I just had the right amount. You know, I'll do it again. But.
So back to Bitcoin, since we're talking about it. They are trying to badmouth Bitcoin by associating it with Nazis. The story over at Bitcoinist.com. Similar concerns came from the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Director Jared Maples, finance expert, blah, blah, blah. Maples noticed the Hamas prefers the coins due to their secrecy and privacy. And the Daily Stormer, which is a white nationalist website, received a $60,000 worth of Bitcoin donation
wow.
after the attack on Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hmm.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Stephen, you want to talk about robots? Since we're talking tech, we'll get into that, see what's going on in
yeah,
the world.
Robots.
I love robots.
And are you scared away from Bitcoin because some Nazis allegedly use it? You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.